Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hey, I'm Chuck.
And I'm Josh.
And we're the host of Stuff You Should Know, the podcast.
That's right. And if you're into understanding cool and unusual and seemingly ordinary and even boring things that are made interesting, you should check us out.
Please and thank you.
We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, anywhere you get podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brainstuff, this is Christian Sager. If you have spent time in the US or Canada, then you have heard of ranch dressing. It was invented by a guy named Steve Henson in the late 40s to the early 50s when he worked as a plumbing contractor in Alaska. In the 50s, he and his wife moved near Santa Barbara, where they opened the Hidden Valley Dude Ranch. Sounds cool, right? Visiting guests liked the ranch itself, but they loved Steve's salad dressing. Eventually, the Hensons just started selling that, and the rest is history. Since 1992, ranch salad dressing has been the most popular dressing in the U.S. But ranch isn't a flavor, right? Okay, people outside of the U.S. and Canada, thanks for bearing with me through the history lesson, but you may have tasted ranch flavoring before, just under a different name. In the Netherlands, for instance, Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American Doritos. That weird American flavor you see advertised in the grocery store? That's ranch. And the main taste in ranch is buttermilk. I know, but it's not quite that simple. Otherwise, people would just pour buttermilk on stuff, right? The original ranch recipe also includes mayonnaise, parsley, pepper, salt, a little thyme, garlic, onion powder, and MSG. It's a dairy-heavy recipe, which means the original version doesn't keep very well. And that means, in turn, the famous ranch dressing flying off shelves today is not the same stuff that Steve was whipping up for his guests. Instead, the result is some heady, complicated work by the eggheads at Clorox. Yes, that Clorox. They bought Hidden Valley in 1972. They had a huge problem, though. You can't just plop bottles of buttermilk and mayo on an unrefrigerated shelf and hope for the best. So they started tinkering around with the recipe, practicing the arcane art of food science. They needed something that still pretty much tasted like Steve's recipe, but was shelf-stable, meaning it could sit around on a truck or in a grocery store long enough for customers to find and buy it. The details of Clorox's work remain secret, but it is a safe bet that Steve's original recipe didn't include things like calcium disodamine ethyl leodiacinda. I can't even say this word. It's safe to say that he didn't do it. By 1983, they'd cooked up a version of ranch that could stay on shelves for up to 150 days. The first four ingredients of modern ranch dressing are vegetable oil, water, egg yolk, and sugar. You'll also see disodium phosphate, xanthan gum, and the ever-popular calcium disodium. Sounds good, right? And if you ask food reviewers like J. Kenji Lopez Alt, most shelf-stable recipes end up sacrificing flavor at the benefit of convenience. But you've probably also noticed that numerous companies make different ranch dressings. There's the Ken Steakhouse stuff, that Paul Newman guy. The list goes on. And given ranch's popularity, more competitors will enter the fray. It's inspiring when you think about it. A multi-million dollar industry sprang up because a guy in Alaska apparently decided he was tired of eating mayo and buttermilk separately.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.